The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Welcome, beloved friends. I am Orion. As many of you know, I come from a planet far beyond your own, although within the Milky Way galaxy. And I come in effort and desire to help uplift my brothers and sisters, for truly you are my brothers and sisters. Every individual in the universe that possesses a soul is linked inextricably and powerfully together because they are brothers and sisters, children of God. Some of you see me as a friend. Others wonder and are suspicious. Some think of me as some character out of a science fiction novel. But in truth, I am real, and I am here with you. If not in the flesh, certainly in the spirit. And I come today to speak of technology and its role in society. Without the functioning of technology on my planet, I would not be here today. For I am allowed the privilege of traveling from my physical body, which I possess, with my spirit body to this place. This is a gift. And technology allows my physical body to be sustained over a long period of time while I visit you for that duration of time. And I come to help encourage you and uplift you, to reassure you, and to be one of God's instruments to help educate you, and to be a channel of love for you. Technology in itself is not an evil thing. God gives humanity and all creatures in the universe who are related with the soul, as I have just said, the capacity to invent and create. The crucial factor in this invention and creation is doing so with wisdom and a balance that includes the sensitivities and wisdom of the soul with that of the creative mind, which in our case is the soul. In this way, whatever is created is done so in harmony with the laws of God's creation. And so we are able to create things that you could not imagine. But we have done so for the benefit of all. And it is a way in which we may enhance our lives and bring greater harmony to it. In the case of your planet and attitudes and ambitions, much of what you have created has turned against you because it is not in harmony with God's laws of creation. It is created for the purpose of greater control, power, wealth, all things that feed physical desire rather than spiritual intention. But indeed, are you not benefiting from technology this very moment? As we connect together through the wires, as your angel friends are fond of calling it. This is a great benefit to you all, is it not? For now you feel a part of a community of like-minded souls who come together in prayer. And you may see one another. You may reach out with your words and your feelings towards one another. And these expressions are not lost because you are so far removed from one another. Rather, your angel friends and ourselves and others utilize these technologies in ways that allow a weaving together of souls. You are increasing the power of love bonds between you as a result of these moments together. You are becoming brothers and sisters, truly. Without the great burden of travel and effort to be together in the flesh. What a gift this is. And so, some things are truly a gift. And in many cases, most of that which has been invented by man can be a gift, a blessing for all, if utilized in the right way. So how is balance achieved, my friends? How is wisdom brought to the consciousness of man? It is not by deduction and mental processes that this can happen readily. Rather, it is by that which you are expressing and doing at this moment. In loving prayer and acknowledgement of God, acknowledgement of one another, acknowledgement of the truth of His love. These powerful truths and expressions in the universe are the key to creating knowledge, wisdom, harmony, and balance. This must be achieved before what you create turns against you to such a degree that all is lost in chaos and inharmony. Thus, we are making great efforts from very many angles and approaches to help uplift humanity and educate humanity, to show them the way to that place of wisdom and balance and love. You have heard this call. You have come to understand within your consciousness the power of prayer, the power of connecting to the Creator of all things, the one who is the source of all love. And so as you are nurtured and as you feed upon this source, which is unlimited and is willing and eager to bless you in great abundance, so you may grow in wisdom, the strength of love shines within you and shines ever brighter with each prayer. And in time, great insights will be given to you, my friends. You will see beyond the limitations of your mind. You will know beyond the limitations of your human perspective. You will have wisdom beyond measure, my friends. For you are exhibiting the next step of human evolution. Every planet must go through these steps to a degree, depending upon their free will choices, depending upon that which they express and focus upon. You must transition from a condition that is ruled by the flesh and the desires of the body to that higher place of spirit and soul. This transition will not be easy upon this world because the vast majority is addicted to the pleasures of the flesh and all the ramifications thereof. I do not just speak of sexual pleasure here, but all forms of pleasure, all forms of addiction that bring comfort and desire to the body and the mind. This is the way of your world, and it is stuck within a low plane of vibration and consciousness that needs to be jarred free from its addictions and come to that place where all of humanity is willing to release them and be freed within the truth of love. When this is accomplished, then you will find great strides in technologies and abilities. You will connect with us and many others in the universe. The great dreams of humanity will be realized, not in the way that they imagine, but in the way that is true for the universe. Laws obeyed and utilized. For all of you to expand and advance within your being and also collectively, so that the light that is created will draw others in the universe who are of that light. This may happen quickly, my friend, depending upon how humanity reacts to the coming years and times of upheaval and recalibration in your world. It is for you to share these truths and for you to personally understand in a deep way what these truths entail, what is important, and how to enact these truths within your life. This way you become the example for many. And also you become an agent to challenge many if but 15% of your population were to follow the path that you follow, to discover the truths that you know, and to enact them in their lives, there would be no need for the upheavals and challenges that are coming in the physical plane. The power of those, that minority, would change the spiritual conditions of your world permanently. And so it is important that you continue to act together in congruence with God's will and plan to awaken humanity. The tipping point will come, one way or another. And in the end, God's will be done, for it has and is the case in the universe. You will be a part of a great change, a great awakening, a great shift of consciousness in the universe, my friends. I am honored to be a part of this, to be with you in the beginnings of it, and to share with you the witnessing of a great healing of your world. May we be together in this, as you are with many others of light, your angel friends, the bright spirits. May we band together in a formidable force of light, force for truth, force for love, and walk upon this earth as a light true and in alignment with God. It is simple, my friends. But oh, in such a world as yours, how difficult it is to manifest this with every breath. But this we ask of you. This we are with you to uphold, to inspire, to bless you with whatever gifts and means that are available to us. Continue to have faith in the process of transformation. Faith that ensures that within you, you recognize, acknowledge, and embrace that which is changing within your being and consciousness. Faith where you observe and encourage and add to the transformation of your world. Faith that indeed God's plan will bring harmony in time and change your world to a place of light. This all comes with your efforts and ours and God's intention. May you continue to pray for the healing of your world, for the blessings that may come, and for the upliftment of humanity, so that many will come to the joy of realization, the healing of their souls, that they may release readily those dark conditions around them, so that they may truly know freedom. Freedom of want, freedom of a lack of love, that they may truly be within the reality of love. May God bless you all. I am Orion, and I hope I have made my intentions clear, my desire to uphold and support you all. You may call upon me, and I will certainly come to help uplift you and to embrace you in love. I am, as are many, instruments of God's will and blessings and light. So I shall be with you. Another who has the honor to serve and to be a witness of the great evolution of humanity. God bless you. My love is with you. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.